南无本师释迦牟尼佛。南无本师释迦牟尼佛。南无本师释迦牟尼佛。无上甚深微妙法，百千万劫难遭遇。我今见闻得受持，愿解如来真实义。
南无释迦牟尼佛。南无释迦牟尼佛。南无释迦牟尼佛。The foremost wondrous Dharma are difficult to encounter in hundreds of thousands of ten thousands of eons. I now see and hear it, recite and uphold it. Wish to understand the true meaning of the Buddha Dharma.
今天呢，我们呢，有这个机会来共同学习诸佛呢的法句。那么所谓诸佛呢的法句，就是呢要能够自觉，自己觉悟到一切因缘诸法那么产生的体验，那么教导给后人的学生叫做法句。
Today we have the chance to learn the Buddha's Dharma verse, which is also called the Dhammapada. What is called the Buddha's Dharma verse?You have to enlighten yourself first in order to convert others. After you are enlightened the Dharma, and then you are able to teach and transform your thinking to the living beings.
所以所谓的啊法句经呢，事实上就是佛陀啊大圆满觉佛陀以他呢修行人生的经验，那么为我们宣说，让我们依着学习。所以所谓的法句经，事实上是佛陀对人生真理以及运用的智慧观察。
This Dhammapada was spoken by the Buddha. It is account how the Buddha puts to use the wisdom and the truth of life in the right way in every daily life. The Buddha spoke this Dhammapada.Which recall the experience of Buddha cultivation. And then we have the right way to follow his footprints. We can also say that the Dhammapada is recall how the Buddha puts to use the wisdom and the truth of life in the right way.In every daily life.
那么我们今天有这个机会共同来学习这个法句经呢，我们要感谢佛陀留下来给我们呢这个人生的宝贵经验。最重要的啊，就是我们要有自己能够愿意醒觉的心。
We feel so grateful to the Buddha to remainAll of his treasury experience of life. Therefore, today we have this chance to learn this sutra together. The most important thing is that we should have the will to enlighten ourselves.
现在呢，我们呢正式来看这个经文。诸法亦先导，亦主亦造作。若以染污意，或言或行业，是则苦随彼，如轮随受足。
Now let's take a look of the verse of Dhammapada. My precede all knowables. My is their chief. My made are they. If with a corrupted mind, one should either speed or add. You have followed causes by that. As does the wheel, the ox's hoof.
诸法就是我们呢行住坐卧所起的运转作用，每一个点滴都是法的汇集。
The Dharma can be shown from the daily life. Every moment we are eating is the presentation of the Dharma.
而让我们呢能够在一天当中啊举手投足能够运作的是我们的心，也就是意，意念的意，先起念来引导我们的行为。
We are able to act or present is because that we have the heart. The heart which is also mean the thought. We begin with thought and then the thought guides the action or the behavior.
这里所说的心不是身体里面这个肉心，是能产生这个身体作用的意念想之心。
We are able to act or present is because that we have the heart. The heart which is also mean the thought. We begin with thought and then the thought guides the action or the behavior.
有人说这个心叫做灵魂，也有人说这个心就是神。因为呢有一些说神创造世间人，神引导我们，这个就是我们所讲的意。
Someone say that the heartis our spirit. Another say that the heart, which is the God, because they think that the God created a living being in the world, and the God control and lead the living beings. This is what they are called the mind sense or thought.
但是不管灵魂也好，或者是神也好，我们称它叫做心王，由心王所产生这个智慧的巧用，运用到人生，才能够运转我们的眼耳鼻舌身意。
Whatever it is called the chief of mindThe chief of mind emerges the wisdom, and then we use the wisdom in every daily life. Next, the six sense organs, eyes, ear, nose, tongue, body, and mind will be used.
所以意主意造作，意主所讲的就是心王，心王呢驱动第二个意，就是我们的眼耳鼻舌身。我们的眼耳鼻舌身依着我们的心王而有造作运用的这种意念的随生，随之而生的这种作用。所以意主意造作。
Mind is their chief. My mate are they. The first word of mine is mean the chief of mine. The chief of mine drive the second word of mine, which is the sixth sense organ. The sixth sense organ were attached to the chief of mind, which is the mind sense or the thought.
我们呢讲到我们自己的心呢是国王，那么由心的运用叫做念，也就是起心动念。念呢才会驱策我们的行为，让我们的身体手足有所运作。
We say that our mind is the chief, and the action of mind is called the mind sense or the thought. The mind sense drives the sixth sense organ acting.
坐以染污意，也就是说，当我们心念刚开始起的时候，就已经是不善，然后呢让我们自己呢起这个污染的啊想法，就等于呢这个树根呢已经受伤害，那么这一棵树呢就长得不好。
The verse of if with a corrupting mind it meansThat once the thinking or thought come out from our mind, it is already evil and impure. If we create with a evil thinking, it is the same as the root of tree has been damaged, and the tree won't able to grow strong.
或言或行业，那么从我们的呢心念起来才驱策我们的啊口中说话，或者是驱策我们的身体举手去做，或者是呢脚去行为。如果我们依着这个不善的念头不善的想法，那么这个四者苦谁比，所有的痛苦呢就会跟随着这个不善的念头而产生。
The mind lead the mouth to speak, the mind lead the body to act, the mind lead the leg to move. If weattach this evil mind or thinking, and then all suffering follow causes by the evil mind.
这个车轮随着、啊、这个野兽的脚一样，那我们呢如果是起这个不善的心念、啊、驱策我们这个身体所行的每天轮转，就不是随着人的脚，就是随着野兽的脚。
The last verse, as does the wheel the ox's foot, means if we are acting with this evil and dirty thinking, it is as the car wheel, the foot of the draft ox. You are not followed with the human's footprint. You are followed with the animal's print mark.
如果我们人生所起的第一念心念就好像从我们的树根而起，是邪念，由邪念而开始，那么我们所有的苦就会随之受生。
If we speak or act with evil thought, and the suffering come to us.
好像婴儿刚出生 我们呢要照顾好婴儿的体质，他将来才会少病，才会健康，才会快乐。
It is a same of that if we pay most attention to the newborn baby, and after the newborn baby grow up, he or she will become healthy.
所谓的人生也就是啊，从有意念的想，一直相续的堆积，才会有这个人生。所以，所谓的人生，人的生命的过程，一切都是由意念而开始。
The life is made by the continuous thinking. Therefore, we say that all that we experience begins with thought.
那么我们的言行，我们日常生活的与人对应的作用，也必须照顾好我们的意念。如果我们的言行由邪念而生，不高兴的情况以及经验是相对跟着我们，不管我们走到哪里，都会造相对等的恶业。
Therefore, we have to very careful to our thinking, even only a single word when we are withother people daily life. If we speak or act with evil thought, unpleasant circumstance and experience inevitable result. Wherever we go, we create bad circumstance because we carry bad thoughts.
我们这个树根起之处就已经种这个染污的邪念之毒，所以只要仍被邪念所困，我们就无法摆脱苦难。
It is the same as that the root of the tree is not healthy alreadyBecause it was damaged by the evil thought, and we cannot shed off this suffering as long as we are tied to our evil thought.
这个车轮啊，紧跟着被车套住的牛的足迹一样。牛的足迹被车所套住，车呢跟着牛走。本来牛的足迹应该呢是要引导的车，可是呢却反而被车所套住，这个就是邪念所困，恶欲所加。
This is very much like the wheel of a cart following theFull of the ox, yoked to the cart, and the cart followed by the full of the ox. Originally, the cart has to follow by the full of the ox, but now the ox was tied by the wheel of a cart. It is because that we were tied by our evil thought.
那么就会变成呢，牛啊跟这个车轮都互相成为重担，所以牛在前面走是盲人，紧随着呢那个轮转的路也会是错误的。
The car wheel along with the heavy roll of the car keeps following the draft ox. This ox is thy a blind man who walk in front of the cart, along with the law of the cart. It also now follow the right direction.
有一次，一个呢，圣僧，他呢，因为业力的关系，眼睛看不见，去寺庙里面呢，礼拜佛陀。
One monk came to pay homage to the Buddha in the temple, and he is a blind man because of his bad karma.
当他在礼拜佛陀的时候，那佛陀呢，在那段时间也正在为大众，那么开导修行的方法。
On one occasion, the blind monk came to pay homage to the Buddha at the monastery. During the same time, the Buddha is lecturing to other people.
有一天晚上，当这个眼睛看不见的圣僧呢，在用功修行的时候，无意中呢踩死了一些昆虫。第二天早上就来了一群僧人，他们发现被踩死的昆虫，就对这个眼睛看不见的僧人呢起了误解。
One night, when the blind monk was practiced very hard, the monk accidentally stepped on some insects. In the morning, some monks visiting to the monk find the dead insect. They saw ill of the monk.
他们认为呢，这一个出家人既然已经出家，应该要持戒，不应该要杀生。
Those monks think that this blind monk is not able to kill, and he has to follow the Buddha precept.
所以呢，这些外来的僧人就去向佛陀禀告。佛陀就问他们，你们有看见那个僧人踩死昆虫吗？所有那些僧人都回答说没有。所以佛陀呢就说道，既然你们没看见他杀众生，同样的他也没看到那些活的昆虫。
When they answer in the negative, the Buddha said, just as you had not seen him killing, so also he had not seen those living insects.
这个僧人呢，他已经是正四果阿罗汉，是贤圣僧，他不会呢再起这个杀念，已经完全停止意念的轮转作用，所以他是无辜的。
Besides, as the monk had already attained arhatship, he could have no intention of killing, so he was innocent.
那么大众生呢就又追问，既然这个圣僧呢已经证阿罗汉果，为什么他的果报会让他眼睛看不见呢？
And those monks asked the Buddha, why this monk had already attained arhatship, but he is blind?
佛陀就说啊，这个盲僧，这个眼睛看不见的僧人呢，在前世是一个医生，有一次呢，他故意起恶心的呢，让一个女人呢变成瞎子。
The Buddha told the following story. This blind monk was a doctor in one of his past life, but once he had deliberately make a woman patient blind.
为什么会这样呢？因为那个妇人先打下妄语，他当他去看这个医生的时候， 他跟医生讲，如果眼睛都好了，他呢跟他的孩子们都愿意作为这个医生的奴隶。当这个 女人呢她的眼睛好时候，她因为怕自己呢跟她的子女成为奴隶，就向那个医生说谎，说她的眼睛呢一直都不好。
Why it was happen? Because that woman lied the doctor first. That woman had promised to become his slave together with her children if her eyes were completely cured. But her eyes were completely cured, failing that she and her children would have to become slaves. She lied to the doctor. She told him that her eyes were getting back and back. In fact, they were perfectly cured.
为什么会这样呢？因为那个妇人啊，先打下妄语。她当她去看这个医生的时候，她跟医生讲，如果眼睛都好了，他呢跟他的孩子们都愿意作为这个医生的奴隶。当这个 女人呢她的眼睛好时候，她因为怕自己呢跟她的子女成为奴隶，就向那个医生说谎，说她的眼睛呢一直都不好。
Why it was happen? Because that womanLie the doctor first. That woman had promised to become his slave together with her children if her eyes were completely cured. But her eyes were completely cured, failing that she and her children would have to become slaves. She lied to the doctor. She told him that her eyes were getting back and back. In fact, they wereperfectly cured.
这个医生呢知道这个女人在骗他，因为他对自己的医术很有信心，所以为了报复这个女人，他就给她另外一种药油，让她呢再一次的看不见。
The doctor knew she was deceiving him, so in revenge he gave her another ointment which make her totally blind.
这个呢恶的行为举动使这个医生在接下来的很多事当中轮回呢都眼睛看不见，这个就是呢这个圣僧的前生。
As a result of this evil deed, the doctor lost his eyesight many times in his later life, and the doctoris the past life of the monk.
虽然我们知道其实是这个女人先说谎，这个恶的念呢先从这个女人起来，但是这个医生呢也相续用恶的意念相对，所以呢他的果报呢就感得眼睛看不见。
Even it is because the woman lied the doctor firstAnd the evil thinking was come out from the woman first. The doctor revenged with the evil soul. Therefore, he became blind.
那个女人的现世报就是被她自己的谎话所受报，本来可以眼睛看得见，因为她不愿意实践她自己的愿，所以呢又得到呢眼睛啊看不见的果报。
What was the karma that the woman patient get? Originally, her eyes were completely cured, but because she lied to the doctor first, that's why she was not able to see in her life.
所以人生在世要 特别珍贵，真根啊，学习制止自己恶意的相续而生。
Therefore, we have to very treasure the life that we had already owned, and we need to know how to stop the bad and evil thinking came out our mind.
那么能够呢讲出啊这么殊胜智慧语言的呢，我们都知道就是佛陀。而佛陀究竟是谁呢？
The wondrous Dharma was spoken by the Buddha. Who is the Buddha?
在这里呢，我们也要来认识一下佛陀。我们都知道啊，所谓的佛教呢，来自于印度。那么从印度呢所衍生的这个佛教，与其说佛教是一个宗教，我们不如说呢是啊佛陀自觉醒觉正觉的一种教导。
Let's talk about the background of the Buddha first. The Buddha spread from India. It is better to say that the Buddha is about the wisdom teaching of the Buddha than to treat it just only like a religion.
那么佛陀啊，释迦牟尼佛降生于呢印度的迦维罗卫国。在人世间来说呢，世间人所追求的就是名跟利，是最高的境界。但是呢，以佛陀来说，他在世间的名是一个国王小王子，他在世间的利是整国所有的呢都是他的财产。可是呢，他从这些名跟利当中自我醒觉到的是什么呢？是一种智慧。
The Buddha of Shakyamuni Buddha was born in one of the country in India. And the living beings in this world are never forget to seek for the fame and gain. The fame and gain are the highest position for them to seek for it. But the Shakyamuni Buddha had a totally different view to most of other living beings. She was a prince of India. All of the treasures in the country were all belong to him. In fact, he was enlightened a truth of world from the fame and gain which were ever belonging to him. And this was the wisdom.
这种智慧呢，就是从人生这种生活的过程观察到维系的流失，不是真正拥有的这种妙观察，这是我们所谓的无常。
The wisdom was appeared by observing the thingEvery daily life. Buddha had observed that everything has been changing every moment, and it became a wonderful Dharma and wisdom to him. This is what we had called the impermanent.
那么佛陀呢，从人生的这种维系的观察，从自己所拥有的以世间人来说最高的名跟利，这个是世间人所追求最大的期望， 那么他很有名，是一个啊小王子。他有很大的力，财富呢是整个国家。可是呢，从自己观察到生命无常的流失是非常维系。然后反观到原来所有的众生百姓也经过这个过程，成住坏空无常而流失。
By observing the tiny thing from the world, the Shakyamuni Buddha was a well-known person, which was a prince. All treasures in the country were all belonging to him. He used his own won himself that every living being are not able to avoid the impermanent even of him.
从流失之后，生命过去，所有的拥有将化为一场泡影。那为什么我们会拥有呢？所以佛陀呢，从失去成住坏空当中的智慧，又转换成为什么我们会升起这个心念以及拥有。原来这个都跟缘起有关，因缘而起，因缘而灭。
Once the life goes by, everything around of you is keeping change as well. The thing you had on before that will leave you away just like a bubble. Therefore, everything is not belong to us in fact. The Buddha transformed the truth of life for motion.Abiding, description, and subside to become his own wisdom. He was full of curiosity that how does the thought come out and how do we own the thing? And he find out thatIt could be called a Dharma of cause and effect, causally produce and causally destroy it.
所以佛陀啊，深深体会，世间人的爱，就是源于对环境相续的出生。也就是相续的啊，没有停止，让自己的呢这个欲爱的念头不断，才会有爱。爱的相续就是执着、贪取。执着贪取的过程产生变化，又有另外一个新的因缘出生。所以从我们心念起到转换成口、手、行为的动作，已经要经过很多意念的转换。那么如果我们呢，从心起之处不是依着智慧的人生光明，那么所衍生的错误将会非常的大。
The desire of love is never be stopped to all living beings. The love feeling is also never be stopped. And then the expression of love show up. Then people crying to think as love as real. While the mindwhich crying to one thing, a different thinking might be come out from your mind at the same time. Therefore, we might say that your mind has been changing every moment before you have the action acting.
而每一个人的意意念之想是谁也看不见，只有自己呢可以听到自己心中所起的声音。所以很多时候那个可以欺骗的，经过很多的装饰用到呢我们的身口意上就都不同。
No one is able to understand or see through of the true thinking inside your mind. Only yourself can realize and know the truly feeling inside your mind. The most of time we pretend ourselves to be good in front of people. We decorate ourselves, including the body action.
譬如说呢，今天我们在路上碰到一个人，然后呢，这个人从外观上看，已经啊，60多岁，可是他今天呢，居然穿那个少女装，10多岁的少女装，可是我们一看到，心里面马上起一个念头，像妖怪一样。但是呢你又认识他，你呢走到他面前的时候，你心意念所想的是这个人像妖怪一样，可是从你口中出来却是你今天好漂亮哦。
For example, there is a woman whose age is around 60 years old by looking her outlook, but she is wearing a suit which is not fitting for her. A evil thinking comes out from our minds. She looks like a monster. But while you meet each other, you talk to her that you look so pretty today.
但是呢因为我们从意念所起到你口中所说，你经过很多的修饰，所以呢要说骗话说假话之前，我们自己的精神会紧绷，所以你所说出来的话呢就好像一张皮啊在那边动，对方呢就会感觉到心里面想这个人在讽刺我，可是呢从他的口中说出来会是什么呢？哪里你不敢闲啊。
We already modify the true feeling of mind before we speak, and we will be nervous when we try to lie to people. Therefore, you will look shame to other people too. That's why when you are lying to someone, she or he will have the same feeling, just that your true mind. They think that you are satire. That's why you say to her that she is pretty today, and her action is just the same as you. She modify her true thinking and speak the opposite way to you.
所以佛陀说诸法亦先导，所有一切的因缘全部是由我们的意念先引导。那我们怕对方呢那个女人听到我们批评她跟我们恶心相向，所以虽然我们的意念呈现是讨厌这个女人穿这样，但是呢我们口中所出来是赞美。
The verse that Buddha had said, mind precedes all knowable. The mind leads the feeling first. We are afraid that the woman understands the true feeling inside our mind about her. Therefore, we say that the woman looks so pretty today. Even we have a totally opposite feeling inside our mind. We praise of her instead of criticism.
但是更多时候我们就忘记了我们真正心念所起是讨厌对方这个人，我们却被自己所讲出来的话所满意，以为我就是真的对这个人这么好。所以当这对方这个人对我们不好的时候，我们就起嗔恨，那我们忘记看到自己更深一层的意念，刚开始起的时候是这个人像妖怪一样，我们也奢望别人对我们真心的赞美。所以很多时候我们活在自己欺骗自己，被自己语言所欺瞒之下。
The most of time we are satisfied to ourselves. We are proud of ourselves that we prize. We forget that the first feeling comes out from our mind is totally different other than our speaking. We lie to ourselves that we are nice to the person. We forget the first thinking comes out from our mind is not as good as we think. We forget the first thinking comes out from the mind is that the woman looks like a monster. Most of the time we live in the false sense.
深观自己真正的心，不要被自己呢语言音声所欺骗，很重要。这个呢能够让你很真实的面对世间上所有一切我们所遇到的因缘。
To understand of the true feeling of your mind is most important. Don't lie to yourself, and then you will be happy and truly to everything you will meet every day.
所以佛陀说，意主意造作，你的意念主导你的行为，造作呢种种啊与世间相处的因缘。
The next verse.Mind is their chief, mind made are they. Means your mind lead your action.
如果我们不能看清楚自己的真心，随着呢真心而处，经过转换的污染意，那么你依着污染之意所说的话，所做的行为，那么当然呢这个苦呢就跟着你，好像呢拖着啊轮子上面压着车子的野兽的足迹一样。
If we are not able to understand of ourselves, if we don't use a pure and truly mind instead of the evil feeling, anythingyou have is not pure too. It is very much like the wheel of a car following the foot of the ox yoked to the cart.
所以对佛陀出生于印度，那么产生呢这个宗教的体认，不如呢我们对佛陀教导我们自己醒觉，深观我们自己内心真实的那一面来得重要。很重要的一句话是 你现在所遇到的一切境界，所呈现的因果，都是你的真面目。忘了怨自己为什么要种下这个不善之意。
It is most important to understand the Buddhism's wisdom rather than to know where is the Buddhism come from. It is most important to understand the true feeling inside our mind from the Buddha's teaching. A most important verse to tell you which is that everything you have owned and get can be represent of the true feeling.
重要的是呢，你如何把已经出生的所有因缘转成呢，能够为我们所用的一切圆满善业成就的力量。
Moreover,What country you were born is not such an important thing. The most important thing that you know how to transform the bad cause and effect that we had done in the past to become good. And then, this good feeling will be a strong power to you to success the good thing in the future.